So at the end of the day, when we have these sorts of assets, we're going to need to recognize that we've used some of these. We've talked about this in, say, the case of machinery with depreciation before, where we said, with this machinery, we need to use some of it over time, and so we have to recognize what we've used. For some of these assets, we're also going to be depreciating them, but for others, we will not. For instance, freehold land, since we have a permanent ownership of this, and since the land itself never goes away, we can keep this on our books without ever having to actually depreciate it. On the other hand, leasehold land, since it has a finite life, typically 99 years, will be depreciated. Now, things like buildings, fixtures, machinery, vehicles, and land improvements will all be depreciated, as we've talked about before. For natural resources, we'll talk about depletion as opposed to depreciation, as really the value goes away as we take those natural resources out of the land. And then for intangibles, it depends on the type of intangible. If something has a finite useful life, we're going to amortize that. But if it's something that we don't know the exact life of it, we're not going to have any sort of year-to-year expense we're going to book to this. Instead, we'll simply test its value at the end of each year and see how its value has held up.